Leadership Strategy and Culture by Björn Gilsén and Robert Cadonau. Leadership Strategy and Culture: How to Accelerate Development. Björn Gilsén and Robert Cadonau. Forward. For more than two decades, we, Björn Gilsén and Robert Cadonau, have been involved in supporting units in big companies like ABB, Siemens, and Volvo, as well as small companies. Our mission has always been to, in a structured way, refine and sometimes change the existing leadership into one where the coworkers are fully involved. Their commitment is quite simply necessary in order to implement the strategic plans. Providing tools for building culture in the company is, after leadership and strategy, the most important part of the mission. What has influenced our view of how to use these three elements in the best way in order to accelerate the development as much as possible in an organization? Our former managers, leaders, and work colleagues have without a doubt contributed massively, and also our past involvement in sports, especially Björn's history in professional handball. There are, of course, differences between sports and business, but some phenomena are very similar. Through the years, we have noticed the common denominators between the two, and we have always been focused on understanding how to optimize the prerequisites for team performance. Handball is a team sport where both teams have good control of the ball. This means that your own team has a good chance to create possibilities to score a goal. And unlike ice hockey and football, you can't chance it, miss, and win the ball back. In handball, the teams score a goal in circa 45% of the attacks, which means that a missed attack may cost the team 0.45 goals. At all the games, and especially during the Olympics and World Championships, it's all about the team's ability to cooperate and create the best precondition together in order to get the highest possible payoff. Cooperation is, of course, just as important in defense. During his 10 years of being a professional handball player, including playing for the national team, Björn started asking himself the question, what do you do to reach that level where everyone can perform their best? It goes without saying that the amount of training and talent is of decisive importance, but amazingly, the audience often sees an underdog team winning against an opposing team of players who happen to be wearing the same shirts and who are normally a much better team. One particular type of behavior was repeated in the team Björn was most successful with. The most successful Swedish champions, Redberg Leeds IK, and Sweden's national handball team. Thankfully, the tough playoffs with IK of the 1980s were usually successful. The team won several years in a row, but the most interesting thing happened in the games where we were forced into a corner. It was a question of winning or losing, and before such a deciding match, we chose to skip a training session. We gathered at one of the players' houses where everybody listened to one another. Everyone had their say and could comment on the things that did not work. Then we could all give suggestions on how to solve the problems for the next match, a match that we won. The recipe was successful and we carried on using it. The next game was almost always a victory for us. On another occasion, in Prague 1990, Sweden had sensationally reached the World Championship final. In one of the tactical meetings before the match against the Soviet Union, our coach asked us, who believes we will win the final? It needs to be added that the Soviet Union, at this point, had been undefeated for more than 2 years. A few of the players, including myself, did not raise our hands, but a majority did, which started a row. Many thought that it showed a bad attitude and that we didn't believe in ourselves, while others thought it was complete nonsense to give yourself false hope. It shouldn't have been the case, but deep down, most players were actually content with reaching the final. However, if we didn't deal with our attitude and do something about it, we would end up like many other underdog teams, settling for second place. Even if a second place is an honor, it would still be a silver instead of a gold. All the players crammed together in one of the hotel rooms and repeated the procedure of listening to each other.